Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. As we are on the clock, we've got a ton of action to break down this evening, and I'm really looking forward to talking some football today. Joe Lisi's going to step up and in. I know my main man, Joe Lisi's ready to fire off some college football plays. The raging redhead, Cam Stewart's ready to drop the puck. Ronnie Rubber. In the house, what's going on, Ronnie?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those nights, Morenci. A lot of games in the NHL. Got to be careful. Already put a lot of things together. We're getting into dangerous territories here. Maxing out. Oh, here we go. More parlays. Got a lot of action on the go right now. We haven't even started meeting our boy Dave at 7 o'clock Eastern to get his takes on the night. So it's going to be full card Cam and Gabe tonight, not full card Julio, but I think we're going to be like, literally, I'm thinking about Freedom 50 right now, including parlays. I might have 50 plays tonight.
I am not of the same ilk right now, Cam. I don't have 50 plays. And in fact, I have 0 plays. I haven't put a single play in. We're selective Sal. There's a couple of spots that we see in college basketball. We'll break it all down. But you know what? When it's all said and done, we usually end up with anywhere in between. You know, this week it's been about 12 to 15 picks a night. And that's being disciplined. That's being disciplined. And I am in a disciplined mood this evening. But we're going to pick a couple of spots along the way. Webb Simpson right now leads the WGC. Well, he's tied with Matthew Fitzpatrick. Brooks Koepka is right there. Billy Horschel, Sergio Garcia, John Rahm, who was my pick to win this tournament, is lurking just one shot back right now. And Cam, I'm going to stand by my man, John Rahm. I'm standing by my man, John Rahm, as Wolf Blitzer calls him.
That's right, Wolf Blitzer. Love John Rahm. I'll tell you one thing about
that's
John Rahm.
That's a real Chai Chai Rodriguez moments. For it's like Les Nessman when Wolf Blitzer. The thing is with Wolf Blitzer is a Buffalo Bill fan. So Wolf Blitzer knows the NFL, and Wolf Blitzer is he's like you and me, Cam. He's a Washington Wizard fan, Wolf. I saw him talking the other day about it. He goes, you know, there's not a lot of people that go to the games and they're not very good, but I just love my Wizards. Wolf Blitzer's down with the Wizards. He's from Buffalo. They don't have a team. So he's saying, you know, so Wolf knows, but I'm surprised that Wolf, you figured, you know, CNN guy, I guess Wolf doesn't play golf. Anyone who plays golf would know it's John Rahm, not John Rahm.
Exactly. And another thing is, you look at the live odds. He's the favorite right now, plus 550. You could have got him a little bit better at the start of the tournament. And the difference between John Rahm, Gabe, we talk about the other guys. Rory McIlroy, he's in horrible form right now. Justin Thomas getting over the death of his grandfather, another poor round by him. He can't seem to get it together. It's been weeks. So when you talk about chalk, John Rahm is consistently at the top of the leaderboard with these guys. And you'd also have to say, you know, like he's the main guy right now. And it's probably still a pretty good price.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci, kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. Who, Cam, I'm starting to get a little bit of a vibe here. Was it a late night for you last night?
No, actually, no. I did your show and went to bed, and I've taped. This guy's unbelievable. First it's the hair. That's late, right? Joe, the guy, don't worry. I see Lisi in the thing. I'm gonna start to break down Gabe's 24/7, 365. I should get a camera in your place. But anyway, no, I got to be honest with you. I didn't party last night. I had a couple, had a glass of wine while I did your show, and I literally wanted to stay up, and I passed out in my chair and went to bed. I was so tired. So, no, woke up this morning. I had to take my girlfriend home back to the city and take care of a couple other things. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, Morenci. I'm kind of hanging on by a thread.
I just asked a simple question. I drove my girlfriend somewhere. Cam said, I don't know why Lisi's loving it so much in our green room right now. He just is howling it up. Cam, when I brought it up.
Yeah. I love Lisi. Lisi's great. First, he's like, hey, Cam, I see your hair's a little bit different, right? Joe, we'll talk about this. He's like, well, you get a toupee? I go, no, my girlfriend just cut my hair in my kitchen. You know, like there's no hair place open, but that was a lot of fun. But yeah, Moretz, I'm not gonna say late night. Like I didn't pull a 4 a.m. like you, but 3:30 seems to be the going rate right about now at the Stewart house.
Yeah, I'm having I've had issues issues sleeping myself, Ken.
Yeah,
it's I'm tough. More of a I've morphed into a 5 a.m. guy. I got to tell you what, too. I listen to Scott Wetzel early in the morning. It just makes me mad. Does it help me go to sleep? It's gotten to the point where I'm like, I like to support the network. I'm like, you know what? I'll check in with Wetzel. But every time I check in with Wetzel, I'm just like, God, that pisses me off. I'm like, does this guy even watch the NBA? And I'm like,
you know? Wetzel's become your NyQuil. You just like, oh, okay, I'm done.
reminds me of my bass player in Homicide. Guy's a heavy drinker, big time partier, and he always had baseball on all the time in his room. And I said to him, I said, man, I didn't know you were such a big baseball fan. So you never talk about baseball. He goes, no, I'm actually not a baseball fan. He goes, I find it very soothing. He goes, it's so boring. He goes, when I'm hungover, it helps me sleep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decision continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, the defensive one. Cam's played defense. He was a defenseman, Cam, in hockey. Cam's a defensive.
Actually, I was a left winger, but when I play on your rec league team, you put me on defense.
You're a left winger. That's the best. You were more fleet of foot in those days, though. Still pretty fleet of foot. You'd be surprised. Cam's 40 is pretty impressive, actually. Cam's 40.
You're right. Yeah. Like, I run, like, if we had a competition of guys with big guts, like, if we had a 260-pound to 280-pound, like, 40-yard dash, like, I'll crush people. You've seen it, Marantz. We did the NFL Combine. That's the thing, Lisey. Not many kickers when in high school. I was, like, a 230-pound kicker because I used to play soccer when I was younger, right? Big leg, but Marantz
knows. Joey Julius from Penn State. All I picture is this. Cam is Frank the Tank from old school, right? And on top of that, boys, when he talked about his girl cutting his hair, I just have this image of Cam in his kitchen with his girl with a Flo-Bee and his head getting sucked in by the Flo-Bee hair cutter. No, it's too short. What are you doing? I said just the sides.
No, Marantz got off a good point earlier. She did take a lot off, and she's got the shakes, too. So when she was getting real close, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we just got new scissors, too, the other ones. Yeah. I was just like.
Close a little. The
she saw it, Marantz. Yeah, like you just feel the blade, like just right out your skin there. I'm like, oh, God. It's like a Ginsu. Yeah. I survived.
She had the shakes. I like how Cam casually throws it in. She was in, as you know, she has the shakes, right? So she's giving her the last thing you need.
It wasn't a lot of fun. Let's put it that way.
I saw a video the other day. It was a barber in California. I don't know if the guy died, but it was pretty bad, bro. He literally like tripped over something. The old man, and I used to get it all the time. I don't know what it's actually one of those things. Grandmothers used to say it. You know what I mean? Be careful with the scissors. Don't walk with the scissors facing you, essentially. Right? Mm-hmm. So they're like a trick. I don't know if the kids don't know it nowadays. Yeah, the dude was holding a pair of scissors. He tripped over something, went right through his like heart type thing, man.
Are you just kidding like that?
You know, one minute you're standing there, next minute you're standing, you stab yourself with a pair of scissors. This is a dangerous world. Got to be careful.
You're right, Marantz. Yeah. I've had a lot of, I've noticed too, this is going to sound stupid, but Joe, you got to be very careful with soaps you buy too. I know a lot of people are more into like body wash and stuff, but I like an old bar, right? But the thing is, when that bar gets down and it gets slick and you leave it on the floor, like ask Marantz, I've almost died twice in the shower. One time I was up north, like I broke, you know the metal stopper? I like slipped and went back, like the whole metal thing went snapped. I snapped it in half. I had blood like Abdullah the Butcher running down my face when I was living up north. And I actually, a couple weeks ago, I tripped and like banged up my hip and my butt in the shower. Yeah, good point, Marantz. You can die in a lot of different areas that you wouldn't think about, you know?
I'm going to get you a nice Seattle Seahawk shower mat.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, I grew up with my grandparents. Yeah. I grew up with my grandparents.
I love those things.
My grandparents' bathtub, dude, it was lined with rubber, Cam. You couldn't fall. It was impossible. Like, if you did, you'd bounce. And it was like a trampoline. I remember as a kid, I was like, why is there so much, like, rubber in this bathtub and stuff? It's like rubber mat, grips. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get myself. I'm going to get a Buffalo Bill shower mat. Nice, big, like... Something in our feet really just stick right into the camp.
Yeah, exactly. You can't slip on it.
Yeah.
It's you need the metal rod. That's what you need to hold you up. I can see Cam. Babe, what are you doing? You left a bar of Irish Spring on the floor. What are you doing? I told you. I wanted Dial. You got Irish Spring. What are you doing?
You know what soap's really slippery? Zest. I don't know what they make it. It's a little bit softer than Coaster Irish Spring. Like Irish Spring's more like a hard brick. That Zest has got something in it. It's really soft and mushy, and it creates a real slick surface.
Which is the one with the pocket knife? Which is the one that they cut with the pocket
knife? That's Irish Spring. Irish Spring is the knife. Yeah, with the Irish bibs. Hey, come to my waterfall. Let's get naked. And they bring out the knife.
That's old school. Exactly. You shower with Irish Spring, and you slap on some Old Spice.
Exactly. The old spice, like in the canister. With the little metal cap.
Not the new hip Old Spice cap.
That's right. The old. In the canister.
Right after you shave, so it burns right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
If it doesn't burn, it's not working. I agree 100%. You guys get it.
You're not a man. You're not a man.
I agree.
You get charged nowadays. You get that. Get charged. Hey, kid. Shave his face, slaps him like, oh, my God, my father poisoned me. He put toxic acid on my face.
It's an exfoliating wash. I wanted the exfoliating wash. What are you doing? I could see the gambling devil after a three-night parlay special. Babe, what are you doing? I told you.
Let me ask you, Cam, as the Seattle Seahawks fan, the word of the day in the National Football League, Russell Wilson, these things seem to be, it seems to be snowballing right now. I think Russell Wilson wants to get traded, but he doesn't want to look like a bad guy that, I'm leaving Seattle and suck it. But I think that's what he wants. I think he's going to watch this just sort of snowball. But if you notice, nobody's come out and said, none of this is true. It's pretty much out there. No. Seattle are saying, blow us away with an offer. And Russell Wilson, there's a report today from Adam Schefter as well, who says that it's to the point where Wilson's team, his people, are basically putting a list together of teams that are acceptable, that Wilson, and they're putting feelers out there. Are you guys in? And the list, New Orleans Saints, Dallas Cowboys, Las Vegas Raiders, Chicago Bears, New York Jets, and the Miami Dolphins. Everybody's coming at Tua. Deshaun wants Tua's job. Now Russell Wilson. What do you think happens, Cam?
I'm going to tell you this. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised. Like at first, Gabe, I thought this was just smoke and, Seattle wasn't going to do anything. It's obvious. And remember, Russell Wilson and Sierra, they're a package deal. He's a very religious guy. You don't think she would love to live in New York, love to live in Vegas? These destinations actually make sense. And I'll tell you this, Pete Carroll and his relationship has deteriorated. You guys know that, right? He walked out of meetings. We didn't hear about these things before. He's like, listen, man, you guys got to get me some offensive line help. I'm getting murdered out there. What do? They draft an undersigned linebacker. Can I get another offensive lineman? No, you can't. So obviously him and Carroll's more of a cheerleader than a coach, in my opinion. Anyway, I think Seattle kind of needs a change there, but him and Wilson are not getting along. It's obvious. And if somebody does put a package together, crazier things have happened, Gabe. We've talked about these things. I don't think so. You know, he talks a big game about wanting to be a Seahawk, but the more these stories come out, guys, doesn't it feel to you that it's actually, this could happen? It feels like it actually can.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm with Cam that it can happen. I mean, let's not forget that Russell Wilson a couple of years ago when Eli Manning was in New York said that he wanted to play for the Giants. Now, I'll just say this if you're a Seahawk fan, and Cam can maybe couple my statement here, but you don't have any wide receiver help outside of DK Metcalf, David Moore, I mean, Tyler Lockett. They're okay, but they're not elite wide receivers. So on top of the offensive line help, to say that, you know, the season in the second half was all Russell Wilson's fault in terms of the lack of production, I mean, I think it's unwarranted. I mean, in terms of the type of quarterbacks that are in the league today, he is top three in terms of the NFL. And when you have quarterbacks that can't hit the side of a barn, I would take Russell Wilson on the Miami Dolphins in a second.
I think a lot of teams are going to be very active if Russell Wilson legitimately is available. I would think the Raiders would be at the forefront. I can see the Raiders being the most aggressive. It's such an interesting dynamic right now with all these quarterbacks in the National Football League. Teams have a lot of choices.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204, kicking it with Cam Stewart, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid's very own, GoForTheTwo.com's Joe Lisi joining us. So we're going to get to tonight's games, Michigan and Iowa, big college basketball game tonight. Of course, fans are back at the Garden, New York Knicks in action this evening. We're going to be breaking it all down tonight. We're going to be with you, of course, for the next two and a half hours or so. And Dave Chaperan's going to step up and kick it with us. The sports book, Ken Singulaire, will be in the house. Great stuff with Dave last night. So, Joe, college football, before we get to tonight's card, college football is back, and it's great to have it back. We've got a full slate of games. No, it's not Clemson versus Alabama. It's not Oklahoma versus Texas, but we still have some good football programs that are in action. And FanDuel has lines for every game, Joe. I'm very fired up for this. What's your excitement level? Come on, Joe. You get fired up for a Wake Forest Citadel game. So you got to be ready for this.
I am. I am actually ready. I actually put in a little action last week. I was on the over in Tarleton State, New Mexico, and I was on Youngstown State over in North Dakota State. The one game that burned me, and I'm upset about it, was the Tennessee Tech and Austin Peay. I laid the 6.5 with Austin Peay and lost that game. But I'm excited. You know, it's football. We have a full slate of action. We have some great teams playing. Jackson State 53-0 over their week one opponent. We have North Dakota State and former Iowa State quarterback Zeb Nolan bouncing back and playing their third game. So I'm very excited for this weekend's action, guys.
All right, so let's start off with the, you know, listen, there's a lot of games, but we'll kick the tires on a couple of the high-profile games here right now. North Dakota State, of course, is a football factory. And it's interesting because, of course, Carson Wentz is a Bison, and so is Trey Lance. So Trey Lance, guys, is a quarterback from North Dakota State that some people think is going to be a top five pick in a National Football League draft. Now, he is not playing, obviously, because the draft is 2 months away. So he's not playing. But as Joe mentioned, they've got a quality quarterback in place right now. They've got a rock-solid defense, Joe. And I think that's what we can hang our hat on with this football team. They've never really been an explosive offense, right? They're not, you know, North Dakota State's never been a program that's going to hang 56 on you. Mm-hmm. They're just fundamentally sound. And we're talking about a program, guys. Let me ask you, Joe, North Dakota State, I would say, and I've seen this before in the past, and I get that they're different, you know, but generally they're the same every year, that if they were a D1 team, that they'd be about in the 40 to 45 range. Like, they're that good. Like, are they, you know what I mean? Like, they're so dominant at this level that they should be playing against D1 teams every week. But they like their situation the way that it is right now. Every damn year, Joe, they beat a Big 12 team. It's like, yep. You know what I mean? They always beat the D1 teams, the powerhouse teams that they play. And they're laying 16.5 points against Cam Salukis. Yes. I'm laying the points with the Bison.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up great points. I mean, they've knocked off in recent years Kansas State, Iowa State in the Big 12, and I think if they were in the Big 12, they would recognize or resemble a team like Kansas State, respectively. You know, that middle-of-the-road 7-6, possible 8-5 type of team. If they played in the American Athletic Conference, they might mirror Cincinnati to some capacity. They're that good in terms of the offense and defensive line play. Now, you brought up the quarterback. I brought up the quarterback, Zeb Nolan. They also have Quincy Patterson, the former standout for Virginia Tech that split time with Hendon Hooker a couple of years ago. He's on the roster as well. I think they bounced back in a big way. I think Youngstown State was very underrated in the interior. That's why they kept that game close. This is their third game. I think they win, but I'm inclined to take the points here with Southern Illinois, the 16.5. They have an explosive offense as well. Think they can move the football. North Dakota State wins, but give me the 16.5. I think it'll be an overreaction for everybody that bet the game last week. They'll bounce back and bet North Dakota State, but I think the other side's to play this weekend.
It's you a sound little. Like the over, Joe. You like the over? 44.5. Seems light, right?
Yeah, it does seem light.
It's a big spread and a low total, Cam. So what does that tell
you? Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. What it tells me, in my own personal opinion, I don't think Southern Illinois are going to be able to score.
Score.
Much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, Joe? I know they have a decent offense regularly, but they don't usually play a team of this ilk. And this defense, it's a fierce defense. They held Youngstown State to 7 points. What, 25-7? Wasn't pretty. I think their offense will be a little bit more efficient. This week, it's a low total, and we should note it is at Southern Illinois. The game it is a road game. This game, it's not my best bet of the week, but I would lay the points in this game. We talked about you mentioned it, Joe. So Deion Sanders is the coach of Jackson State, Cam. Kind of quietly, yes. Deion Sanders took over this program, but his 53-0 win was overshadowed by the fact that his press conference he snapped because someone stole his stuff from the locker room. Somebody broke into the office, Cam, during the game. Deion Sanders, first game as the coach, he gets back and they stole everything. He's like, they took my wallet, my license. He goes, good thing I'm still wearing my damn chain. They would have taken that too. I guess they said it was a misunderstanding that he got his stuff back, but Deion said it was no misunderstanding that they actually just caught the guy. And the school's like, yes. Is trying to put fire out.
a misunderstanding? Yeah, so what? So you see the guy's sack of, like, jewels and money? Oh, okay, yeah, it's a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding, heck.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I went to the local pawn shop. Hey, that looks like Neon Deion stuff. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's you got to be careful in these COVID times, right, Morency? You got to get some people locking up that room. You can't make it like a high school basketball tournament where guys used to go in and steal your wallets and your everything else that was in there. Like, I remember that happened when we used to play hockey games too. Guys are breaking in the locker room. Hey, there goes all our stuff. Thanks. Come on, guys. Deion, you got to get some security.
Deion's going to have to bring a bag with him, wear like a backpack during the games with all the valuables, like exactly. Like when you're playing street ball. So what do you think, Joe? Jackson State -11.5 against Mississippi Valley Delta.
Yeah, well, Jones, their quarterback, completed 17 of 19 in the week one victory. But this is going to be a different defense for Mississippi Valley State. Jerry Rice's alma mater, guys, right? Carter, their defensive end, is one of the best players in the FCS. They have a rock-solid defense, especially in run support. I'm going to take the points here. Again, I think it'll be an overreaction from last week. Again, I always bet the underdog in these week one matchups, so I want to see what transpires. But I'm going to take the points with Mississippi Valley State. Now, if Jackson State opens up an early lead, I might bet it in-game. But give me the points early on. I think a ton of money will come on Deion Sanders and the crew after their dominating week one performance.
Well, you know what happened, guys, is it was 13.5. It's down to 11.5. And I think you were onto something, Lisi. And I think, Cam, you like the angle because people don't know a lot about this stuff. We know about the North Dakota States. We know about some of the teams we're going to get to. But nobody's ever talked about Jackson State football in their lives before, all right? Nobody has. So what, suddenly now, and as you stated, Joe, they're coming off a 53-0 win. Bro, they played a liberal arts college, Joe. Like, it wasn't a real team they played. It was an exhibition game. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't even like, it was like a precursor. It wasn't like a real team they played. And I think, Cam, people think of Mississippi Valley Delta State, as Joe mentioned, Joe Lisi mentioned, Jerry Rice, of course, went there. But their basketball program has got off, and they get smashed. So I think people just sort of assume, oh, they must suck at football. They don't. They're good at football. They suck at basketball. They're good at football, right? And I'm not so sure, like you said, that Jackson State should be laying this just because they had a layup against a bunch of dudes in the park last week, and they won 53-0. This is the game I like, guys. And Cam, this is for you and your buddy. What's your buddy's name that loves the Citadel?
Who, Alan? Yeah, he's a big Citadel guy, yeah.
Yeah, tell Alan it's the Morenci Lock of the Week. Lay the points. Citadel.
Loves the Citadel. I think Bonzer Wolf, one of our listeners, he's got relatives there too. Love the Citadel.
-4.5, Lisi. The Citadel at Mercer. Listen, guys, the Citadel played. These other teams didn't play before. All right, they sat it out. Citadel played four games, guys. They played four games already this year. So think about that. They have four games under their belt. They have another couple of months off, time to retune. And it'll be a lot funner for them now, Lisi. They don't have to play Clemson. They don't have to go to South Florida. They don't have to play Army. You know what I'm saying? Guys, Citadel are a real football team. And, you know, I did some research and I started digging in here as far as Citadel is concerned. And here it is for Citadel. This is courtesy of the Post and Courier that covers the Citadel. For Citadel spring football, numbers are down. Enthusiasm is up. They have 72 players as opposed to 100. Coaches, we learned so much during the four games. We know who we are now. Players, before we all had new things that were going on, meeting and split up all over the campus. We have to follow protocol. We got tested two or three times a week just to be able to play. Moving on now into this spring season, it's a whole different mindset. We're ready to play some football. These kids are fired up, Joe. They're fired up. They're going to kick the crap out of Mercer, guys.
Yeah, and Mercer's quarterback, Carter Peavy, is a freshman. So that's always a matchup that I like to see when you have a disciplined type of military school that likes to run the football. Let's keep in mind, I mean, they lost 14-9 to Army. Played Clemson, they lost 49-0, but very solid in the interior, guys.
More with Lisi on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Guy Morenci kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Joe Lisi throwing it down with us as well. Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. All right, I want to get to tonight's games as well. but they're fading me right now, Ken.
Yeah.
Citadel, a little bit of line movement, guys. Ooh, Citadel down to 3.5. Good.
Good. Yeah,
keep on betting. Yes. Get it down to 2.5.
Yeah, get it down to pick them. We'll take the other side.
Why you feed them all the time? And then we'll get some good numbers here, and then we can
come
clean up.
Pound it. Come on, we dare
come
you.
Come on, everybody. Bet against them. Bet against them.
Come on. Okay, Eastern Washington and the Idaho Vandals.
Great. That's a great venue.
Eastern Washington is always in the FBS. They're one of the best teams there. You know the Idaho Vandals? One of my favorite Seahawks, John Deep Freeze, the quarterback for the Idaho Vandals, playing in that special dome that they play in.
Oh, that's a great dome. Two of the best venues in FCS, a red field, and then you have that inside convey. Looks like the Atlantic City Convention Center, the Idaho Vandals. I love it. It looks like the old Palestra. Let's go watch the A-10 tournament in the Idaho Convention Center. That's where I want to be. It's great.
Ray Guy wouldn't be able to punt there. It's like an indoor practice facility. It's like even a carrier dome. It's like, how do you play football in this thing, right? It's just so squeezed in. But we have some fun matchups. Yeah, Eastern Washington's -5.5 against the Vandals. A lot of big point spreads this week. And, you know, a team that I cashed a ticket with last week. So I only played one game last week, guys. It's sort of in full swing this week. I played one game last week, Joe, and I did cash with Tarleton State against New Mexico State. Now Tarleton State are like 27.5 against Dixie State. It's the Tarleton State Texans against the Dixie State Trailblazers. 27.5, total is 58.5, Joe.
I would lay it. Tarleton State came out and dominated that. That was a hot game in Vegas. Everybody was on New Mexico State. They thought the FBS-FCS matchup, you know, just hands down, they should win by a touchdown or more. That line moved from 1 to all the way up to about 6.5 by game time in favor of New Mexico State. Before you blunk and close your eyes, it was 30-7. So, I mean, Tarleton State, dominant defensive effort as well. I think they cover this line, guys.
Another one, Joe, James Madison. We talk about successful programs with the small. They're always there all the time, but they're playing a nice, smooth smoke. Robert Morris, but they're laying a 38.5. That's a lot of points. Do we take the smokes, Joe, or are we laying it down with James Madison? What's the deal?
I'm taking Robert Morris here. I'm taking a huge number. Give me Robert Morris. Robert Morris is another team that steps up against FBS opponents in recent years. I'm going to take the big wood. I mean, James Madison, clearly the better team on paper. We know that. But 38.5, you're talking about 5 touchdowns in terms of a week 2 matchup. I'm taking the points in that contest, Cam. Not one of my better plays, but I like Robert Morris with the points.
A few last ones here. Like I said, it's going to be fun. We can't bet them all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to come up with a 6-pack for tomorrow. But Incarnate Word versus McNeese, Joe. What do you think of that one?
McNeese. I think McNeese has a huge speed advantage over Incarnate Word. I think they dominate that matchup. And I don't know if we're going to get to this one. I talked about it in break, Gabe. But one of my better picks is Youngstown State over Northern Iowa, +6.5. I think they're very undervalued. That was a dominant defensive effort to keep that North Dakota State offense in check. Catching 6.5, I think they're a live dog. I think they win the ball game outright.
Joe Lisi with us. All right, guys, let's get into some college basketball. Let's hit the Big Ten. The Michigan Wolverines lay 5 points to the visiting Iowa Hawkeyes. Total is 154, Joe. You playing some college basketball tonight?
I'm taking Michigan. 2 back-to-back dominant road wins over Wisconsin and Ohio State. They come back home. Iowa did not look good a couple of nights ago against Penn State. I actually took Penn State +11 before the tip, took them +10.5. They almost won the game outright. I'm not so sure Luka Garza on the road in this spot. Give me Michigan laying the 5.5 in this ballgame. I think they make it 3 in a row here.
And you know what? It's an even five right now, so even better. I'll tell you what, Kev. Michigan are 16-1 straight up on the season. Their only loss was to Minnesota. But what's really impressive about this, 13-4 against the spread. 13-4 against the spread. Like, when they win pretty convincingly.
They do. And I'll tell you something, Gabe, you should be proud of this team, too. Remember the game they had, they're playing Wisconsin. They were getting smoked early, and they slowly in the second half grinded and grinded and grinded. Well, they take the lead, they bury them. Yeah, they're just one of those teams. It's just, you know what I mean? They get confidence. They never get rattled when they're down. Gabe and Joe, I got the biggest, ugliest play tonight, and people are going to think I'm absolutely nuts, like giving away 5-cent turkeys and free watches, like Honest Ed, because he's nuts. I like the Washington Huskies, +9 Ooh. Against Arizona State. That is my trap door jump in the well special of the night. The world's going to be on Arizona State. Last time they beat them by 30. It usually is a lot closer the second time around, Marenzi. I must be nuts because I'm taking the Huskies. +9.
All right.
Good stuff. So that's a little later on, but we appreciate the pick, Cam.
No, it's a 7 o'clock start. It's a 7
o'clock start. Jumping off the page there, Cam. We're talking 7 o'clock.
It's a 7 o'clock start.
I know. We're not done with the Iowa-Michigan game. I was just saying.
Okay. I'm not saying it was 10 o'clock. No, it's like I'm just looking at the early games here. That's okay. Fair enough.
All right. So as I was saying, Joe, so Iowa, Michigan here. These guys, Iowa have been known as an over machine. They don't play defense. They don't play defense. And people think they're an automatic over, but you end up with these monster numbers right now. And if you look, guys, Iowa have 5 straight unders. 5 straight unders on the season. You look at Michigan. Michigan are generally, they're not really an over or an under team. They sort of play to what the total is for the most part. And you look at these guys right now. Michigan are on a 3-1 under run. And, of course, Michigan are coming off a 92-point performance, guys. 92-87, the win against Ohio State. Oftentimes, Joe, when you see teams come off these big wins in football, basketball, they score a million points, the offense isn't there the next game. Mm-hmm. I'm generally an over better, but I think this game is a trap with the total. Conference game, battle. Like I said, Iowa have been suddenly been playing to the under. They're kind of a one-man operation. I'm not in love with the over here. I just can't bet unders because I never win, but I wouldn't be betting the over here, but I do like laying the 5 points with Michigan.
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of Michigan, and I think in order for Iowa to win this game, they have to slow down the tempo, half court, utilize the low post with Luka Garza. To me, that's the only way they can win. I think Michigan is the more complete team, so I'm with you, Gabe. It's Michigan and under.
All right, so Cam likes Washington. Anything else, Cam?
Yeah, I think a game that we should talk about at 7 o'clock, a game that's falling under the radar, Houston and Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky's been off for a long period of time, and the Houston Cougars have been rolling, Gabe. I just think it might be too many points in that type of situation. We're getting to 11.5, 12 with the Hilltoppers. I think I'm going to be going up the hill. It's hard to bet against the Houston Cougars, but I'm a dog guy, and I'm going to take a couple dogs in college basketball tonight. Give me the 11.5 points with Western Kentucky, maybe by a half to 12.
What do you think, Lizzie?
We were on Wichita State. We nailed that one the last time we were on Thursday night, right, catching the 7.5. I don't like Western Kentucky here, but I would lay the 11.5 with Houston. But to me, I like the over 137.5. I know Houston traditionally plays unders, and they blew out Cincinnati. But I think this could be an over here. I think Houston themselves could put up 80. I think, you know, Western Kentucky could get into the 60s. So, you know, it could be a Houston blowout. But I think this game could sail over the total, guys.
Speaking of big numbers, Gonzaga, this is an early game for the Zags, actually. Says 7:15, but I think it's going to tip off earlier than that. Gonzaga's minus 31. Gonzaga minus 31 against Santa Clara. Total is 154.5, which I don't know, it seems a little light for a Gonzaga game, for a team that can generally get into the 90s or put up 100 if they really want to. But I'm telling you what, guys, it's risky betting against Gonzaga. I get it. I get it. But you're getting 31, 31 and a half. Was it 31, 31 and a half? So it's an even 31. You're getting 31 mm-hmm. points. They don't hate Santa Clara. If you look like they don't like San Francisco, the Dons have been a pain in the ass for them the last couple of years. You know, St. Mary's, they hate St. Mary's. St. Mary's is one of the teams they love. It's like, if we can smoke you, we're gonna run the score up on you. I don't know. To win by 32 points isn't that easy, even if you're Gonzaga. You have to kind of want to do it. Or B, your opponent has to be just terrible and roll over. And I don't think Santa Clara are terrible. You know, we're talking about a 10-6 basketball team. If you look back the last time they played, it was they lost by 15, 87-72. Now, they did lose 104-54 before that. But both those games would have went over the number. Give me the 31 points and the over. We're going with – we're taking the underdog. It's the Bulls pick of the night.
I got no problem with that.
Grass balls. Give me Santa Clara.
Yeah,
I have a premonition. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know how Cam has a premonition? I've had a premonition when I looked at this line before I came on the show. I like Santa Clara. Aren't they plus 2,600 on the money line or some crazy number? Why did
you're going to bet these guys to win, Lisi?
Well, I mean, here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to take them plus the points and then throw them into a parlay on the money line with like the Houston over or something crazy like that. For like, you know, $50, $20, just to see what happens.
I think I'll pay a couple grand.
I have a premonition. Cam gets premonitions all the time. When I looked at that, I said, why did they post a money line on the Gonzaga game? They're like minus 10,000 to one Gonzaga. Why did they post that?
Yeah, Cam's vision has been a little off recently.
Yeah, they have been a little like off. They're in the area. Like, things happen, Joe, but to the wrong person. Like, yeah, my visions haven't been complete. You know what I mean? When I say Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, it doesn't mean, you know, Mahomes gets hurt. I'm just missing.
No, I love that you put him out there. I love you put it out there. You got to share it. I like that. But I like Cam was convinced. He had a vision and a dream that the 2-0 was the Detroit line. But you know what, Cam?
I did.
You were kind of ahead of yourself because – they did get rid of Stafford. You know what I mean?
I know.
So if you think
good
about
point,
it.
Gabe.
Yeah, I'm giving you credit.
Go back like, and wait and see, like, see if you could sleep on it.
Yeah,
sleep on it.
I had a dream, Joe, and I just saw Tua holding up a Detroit Lions jersey, and it was crystal, crystal clear. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, it was, man, I thought it was going to happen.
Sure.
Anyway, good luck with your bet, buddy. That's big.
Louis Battle Hawk jersey from the XFL?
And listen, they pulled the money line. They're scared of Lisi. There's no money line on Santa Clara and Gonzaga right now. They're scared of you. We'll wrap up with Lisi on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
All right, the game time decisions continues. Only if it's a good thing the mics aren't hot anymore. We used to have a hot mic problem. It's a good thing. Some of the things that have been said during the breaks of this. Nothing offensive. nothing fully offensive, but just in this last in this last little break, right before we came back, one of our guests just asked one of the two people with us just said, "What do you think guys should eat tonight at Hooters?" And then another one of our guys between the three of us said, "I'd kill for a chicken wing right now." That's the last thing I heard in my headset. I love like the basically like Cam's thought process. Most people think of Hooters, they think of Hooters and breasts, right? And think of the chicks in the shorts. Cam's like, "I'd kill for a chicken wing right now."
So see, true. Your girlfriend, I do like that.
Like word association, like Hooters, I'd be all like big breast, short orange shorts. Cam's like chicken wings. Like word chicken association.
Exactly. I do like the outfits though. I told you, like when I was a little guy, those girls from the 20-minute workout used to really get me going. So I don't mind the like the short shorts and big hair. Like Joe, I'm an old school Dallas kind of guy. Like, you know, the back in the day when they used to have like the big hair and stuff. I had no problem with that look. I'm a big fan.
Linda and Evans and Dynasty. Right.
Yes,
Linda
Evans is
Dynasty. Yes.
You got it.
Victoria Principal. There we go. Yes. Back. Da-na-na-na. Right.
You got it. Right. You got Dallas. It, Lisa.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Exactly. I'm telling you, this show, after hours, this would be a late night special. The three old dudes. I'm telling you, you never know. This would be Victoria, I have the name of the show, Couchwork. That would be it. Yeah,
Victoria Principal. Yeah, she was hot. I liked Charlene Tilton on Dallas at the time.
Good call. Yeah. Fantastic.
She bet parlays too.
Yeah, the young home wrecker.
I had Dallas plus the five. All right,
best bet, Joe, on the way out here. What do you got?
Over in the New York Knicks game tonight, guys.
All right. I like it. I like what you're doing. We're going to have a ton of picks on the other side.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.